anecdote I recount. I am daring to examine both the steps and missteps that have led me to this moment. But I'm not simply looking back as some kind of emotional exercise. For me, the point is to find my way to the next best place. Someone wise once said that pain is information. It's our body's way of telling us, pay attention, something isn't working here. So especially as I ponder the most distressing moments of my journey, those times when life has become burdensome enough to take me to the brink, I'm looking ahead with that ultimate hope. And what is that hope? That peering back at my past heartbreaks will ultimately lead to healing. That is the only real point in reflecting on any experience, to find a purpose in it that leads you toward wholeness. Nothing about my story and yours may seem to resemble each other at first glance. And yes, it's true. My mountaintop moments and my lowest points really are unique to me. Only I can tell you what it's like to live through the combination of experiences that has filled my years. But from another perspective, my path is also very much like the one you've traveled. You may not have grown up as the firstborn of six in a town few people have even heard of. You may not have been diagnosed with lupus, cared for a son with autism, or cried your way through two humiliating bankruptcies and an agonizing divorce. But like every other person who has ever lived, you know what it means to ache, to love, to laugh, to regret. Our circumstances may be different, but the emotions that come with being human are what connects us all. The lessons of my journey are plentiful, and here is one. I've realized just how much of myself I've suppressed. I've sacrificed a lot of who I am to make the people around me happy. No longer. I've entrusted people who didn't have my best interest at heart. That chapter is now permanently closed. I don't know exactly what the coming years will bring, but I do know this. I will never again hand over my power to another human being. To do so is to hand over life itself, and at long last, I'm getting mine back. You may know me best by the songs I've shared with the world. Breathe Again, Seven Whole Days, Unbreak My Heart. To know my creations is to indeed know one part of who I am. But behind every lyric, behind each of those melodies and countless others, there lies a story that I have never been brave enough to tell. In this moment, standing at this crossroads, I have at last found the courage. Chapter 1. Losing My Breath. The happiest day of my career arrived one February morning in 1991. Nothing could have prepared me for how that day would end. Hey, what are you doing? I immediately recognized the voice on the phone as that of Greg, my then manager. Not much, I lied. Since I'd been pacing the carpeted floor of the townhouse I shared with a roommate in Laurel, Maryland. At the time, I was a student at Bowie State University, which is now the University of Maryland at Bowie. What's up? I tightened my grip on the receiver and pressed it to my right ear. Even before he could answer, I somehow knew my life was about to shift. The only surprise would be how. Since years before that phone call, I'd always dreamed I'd be a famous singer. My mother, Evelyn, who once turned down a music scholarship so she could marry my father, Michael, filled our Maryland home with music. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. Mommy would belt out in an operatic style when I was just a toddler. With so much music in the air, I and my five younger siblings, Mikey, Tracy, Tawanda, Trina, and Tamar, learned to harmonize practically before we learned to speak. And since we spent nearly as much time in church as we did at home, my father eventually became a pastor. We were surrounded by the rich and soulful tunes my parents passed on to us. Mommy eventually recognized our potential and turned my sisters and me into the Braxtons, a quintet-style